Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple times. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Joy is mine, yeah, joy is mine. joy today is mine. I'm so glad he's mine. I'm so glad he's mine. Joy today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Yes, it is. Victory mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. I claim victory today is mine. Oh, death free is mine. Death free is mine. Y'all can flow with it. Death free today is mine. Yeah. I told Satan to stay out my bank account. Oh, debt free today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. You could be sick. Healing is mine. Go on, grab it. Healing today is mine. You got to tell what I told Satan. You got to take this in. I told Satan. What you say? I told Satan. You got to tell him something. I told Satan, you ain't around here hoping Satan. I told Satan, why was Satan going on? I told Satan, what? To get thee behind, because I want my what? Healing today is mine. Oh, sound mind is mine. Sound mind. Sound mind is mine. Sound mind today is mine. Yeah. I told Satan to stay out of my head, cause I claim sound mind is mine. Whoa, man. Ooh, yes, hallelujah. You know, we had a little fun, but you know, you got to claim these things. You know, you got to talk. I just sense in the spirit right now, we ain't really talking the way we should be talking. Mm-hmm. We just doing a lot of talking about nothing, but we're really not talking the talk. And when I say talking the talk, it's just not about quoting scriptures. When you talk the talk, you talk the talk with assurance. You talk the talk with a made up mind. I know that I know that I know when I talk. You know, it's like when you go on Google and you make a search and you're going to tell somebody what you found on Google. And Google could come, whatever's on Google could come from a number of resources. But we're talking about the word. The word of God, the written word of God. He says that his word would not go out and return unto him void. He says that he can never fail. He's a God that sees to all of our needs. Mm-hmm. He's a God that's above all of us. He's a God that created all things. And his word is true. He's a God that says, I cannot lie. He says, there's none other greater than me. I made all of this for you. And I made you in my image and after my likeness. But yet we won't believe what he says. If we just took time and just believe that thing, and really begin to understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, you can give life to a situation in your life that you're struggling with. You might have a problem, man, with eating too much. And while you're looking for diets and looking for diets, you should just start with a conversation with God first. Lord, help me. I'm too big. Or I eat too much. I eat too much of the bad stuff. My cholesterol high. My blood pressure high. I don't want to be put on high blood pressure medicine. You know, you have to confess. You know, we got to get it up and out of us and talk to God about it. But yet still, we're looking down online and we're looking for the next doctor that we can go to tell us what our problem is. And then we agree to the problem that the doctor has diagnosed you with. And then you agree to what the doctor said, but then yet you want to go to God and pray and say, Lord, help me with this. But you have been declaring and decreeing it ever since you left the doctor. Yeah, I got this. I got this. I got this. Then you wonder what you got ain't going nowhere. Because he's claiming it. He's holding on to it. It's easy. It's, we have to really, really focus on what we're saying. You know, I could be facing a challenge with cancer. I could be going through this process of dealing with this ease or this comfort, this type of sickness. But I know God to be a healer. And so, Lord, what do you want me to do with this information that I have? Show me. Give me the discernment. Increase my ear to hear you. Like, it increase the volume, the clarity. We got to really change our speech. What we're talking about during this season, family. You know, I done went past introduction and everything, but that's just what the Lord has been dealing with me. It's like, open up your mouth, quit talking about so much nonsense. It's just time for us to quit talking about everything that's going on. And you wonder why everything is the way it is. Because we ain't saying nothing about it. Yeah, things are going, prophecy is going to be fulfilled. But our job and our role doesn't change. Our mission doesn't change. Here in the earth, period. Even while all of this stuff is going down, we act like we're going to be a part of it. We act like that it's going to affect us. When it will affect us if we are not in the will of God, if we ain't saying what God is telling us to say during this time. When we concentrate on him, yeah, we'll see 1,000 fall at our left and 10 at our right. What we do when we're in his will. But if we out of the will of God, guess what? We're going to be one of the ones falling on the left and one of the ones falling on the right. Let's get in the will of God. And the will of God is to have faith in him. That's God's will. To have faith in him and believe him even when it don't make sense to your little small mind. Satan have us confused, have us thinking that we know more than what we know. Satan will really have you feeling yourself. Mm-hmm. Get caught up in your pride. You get greedy. You begin to lust after power. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Lust ain't just limited to another human being. You can lust for positions and jobs. You can lust for power. And it will hinder you and it will off you and ultimately destroy you. Mm-hmm. If we let it. So let's be mindful of what we're opening ourselves up to during this season, what we're really saying, guys. You know, it's a lot of every day that you walk. You can't really, when the Bible talks about guard your ears and stuff, you got to be able to, it's not like you walking around with earplugs in every day. No, because you're going to hear things. But you're guarding it because you know what the Word of God says about it. So you're guarded when you face it. Because when you're able to recognize something, you know what it is. And then not only you're able to recognize it and you know what it is, you know how it's going to operate because you have studied it. And God has given you information about it. God has given you an inside scoop on your life. And we don't even want to live the life that God has given us because we're so busy trying to recreate what he's already created. God has already ordered out. He tells us in his word that the steps of a good man are already ordered. And not only did he say that it was just already ordered, he said, by me. I ordered your steps. So if you can't face them in me, and you incline your ear to hear my instructions, to hear my word, guess what? You get in my will, and you can see everything that I got in store for you. You can go through it when you have a difficult time in your life, and you're a believer and you walk with Christ. Absolutely. That's Job. Shoot, that's Jesus. If you want to ask, Jesus, the ultimate example of everything, he bore the sins of the whole world. He took on everything that we could ever feel and ever imagine in the worst way. Jesus already died for it. So there is nothing that you're going to be experiencing that is just so far-fetched that that nobody will understand it. Absolutely nobody will understand it but the Lord. So that's why we need him. You take it to him. There is nothing that you can have on this earth and not be able to overcome it, because he's already overcome the world. And through him, by us being joint heirs, guess what? We have too. So every feeling, every desire, every hurt, every ounce of sadness, every hurt, every experience that you've gone through, Jesus has already gone through it with you before you even began to go through it. It has already been there, done that. So if we listen to him, he would tell us what we need to tap into when we're in it. Us as strong believers, we got to stop always just praying about, Lord, remove me from this. Oh, you know, no, we got to pray that God's will be done. And Lord, if your will is for me to be in this situation, Lord, give me the strength that I need. Father God, give me the focus that I need. Give me the mindset that I need to press through this here matter, to keep pushing, so that I can get to your glory. I want you to get glory out of this, because I know this ain't got nothing to do with me, because I ain't going in order this. I didn't go into the restaurant of the world famous burger and go in there and order a number one of problems with a side of issues. That's not what we're going to order. But because we are born in sin, come on somebody, and shaping in iniquity, these things just come with the territory. But because we got to go through it anyway, why not go through it with the Lord? Why not walk with God through it so he can use it to work for your good? And then you can see it and you can give him glory out of it. Is everybody walk the same? Is everybody's situation the same? Heck no. That's why it's on up to you to study and show thyself approved. You got to nurture your own relationship with God. All I can do is just tell you how good it is with me based off my relationship. And I can share with you through scripture what the Lord is saying. But your relationship is up to you. Whether you talk to him or not, that's on you. You're not a ventriloquist. I ain't going to be around you with my hand up your back trying to control your mouth. At the end, it ain't even you talking. It's the one controlling. So let's open up tonight and let's really, dive off into this. Let's dive off into really saying what the Lord is saying and walking, fearlessly. Mm-hmm. Walking fearlessly, not worrying about what CDC is saying and the economy is saying. Yeah, all of those things is good information, but they're not the end-all, be-all. That's not the author and finisher of my faith. That's not the determining factor in my life. It could be a circumstance in my life. I'm not even claiming it to be a problem in my life. I'm not even claiming it to be an issue in my life, a difficult time in my life. I'm just claiming it as a situation. Something that I had to deal with in my lifetime, but God. A lot of people can attest to going through situations in their life and then looking back and just, but God. Don't know how you got through it. Lord, I ain't got no money. Well, go buy a house. But it doesn't make sense. Well, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to make it happen for you. Okay. So at the end, after you go through everything, but God, because you knew it wasn't you. When you look at what you got on paper and you line it up to everything that these people are asking for and want, there is no way. But God. God can cause some information to be deleted. God can cause some information to get lost in the mail. To go straight through approval. because the underwriter, it looked like it was what the whole screen could change to be something else. Be thinking of a whole nother deal, but there is yours, and yours gets approved. You cannot tell me what God cannot do when he says that he can do all things. Because how can he tell us that we can do all things through him if he can?
Right.
What sense that makes? Hey, you can do all things through me, but, you know, I'm limited. That don't even make sense. It's like trying to put a shoe on backwards. But it's time to quit complicating our walk with God. Stop allowing things to complicate it by trying to get too theological. And just get in the spirit, man. Get in the spirit and hear what God is saying right now. Because what he's saying right now is setting us up for what's to come. Yeah, although we things are manifesting and we're in that harvest season, but we're still in a sowing season as well. So we want to set it up to where it's better than now. And the Lord is really saying, guard your tongue.
Ooh, yeah.
Guard it, man. Guard it. Yeah, you want to cuss that joke out. But you got to ask yourself, what is it going to do? Is it going to change the situation? Is it going to make me feel better? Or it's my right to. But ask God, Lord, what should I do? Call him out by name. Bob George is getting on my nerves, Lord, at work. He's very irritating. And this is becoming more and more habitual. And I feel like he's picking on me. Trying to get under my skin. Always finding something wrong in all the work that I do. And although I'm a very cool and laid back person, I'm getting to that point to where I feel like I just need to go on and let it hang all out because I'm getting sick and tired. That's an honest conversation that you have with the Lord. Because it's the truth. It ain't you around there trying to talk to the Lord like you're going to talk to somebody that's outside the house. You know how we put on the air, you're blessed and highly favored. Yes, God can do everything. Yes, he can. Go with God. I'm telling you, God will make it happen. But then you get back, you get in your car freaking out. You're giving everybody else the advice. You're giving everybody else the instructions to do what you are not doing. We still got to pray. We still got to talk to God. We still got to meditate. That don't stop. And we don't have all the answers. So you need to seek wise counsel sometimes. And wise counsel ain't always coming in the form in which you think. You could be in the line at McDonald's. And a perfect stranger gives you a word. You could be at the gas station. A perfect stranger gives you a word. But he's really not a stranger. Because they were sent by God. But through the eyes of the world, it's a stranger. But kingdom eyes recognize that there was a message sent by God through his messenger. We got to start saying things for what it is and saying it for what it is, saying exactly what it is. You know, some told me. Some told me. I felt like what is that something? What was that you felt? Kingdom top man, the Holy Spirit told me not to go. God said, don't do that. God said, wait. But see, you know, he said his sheep know his voice. So we come to know him by meditating in his word. Nurturing their relationship, talking to him. Not being ashamed. Not being ashamed. How many of y'all ashamed of the Lord? Raise your hand.
Bro, where are you? Now one person raise their hand.
You know. It'd be funny. I would be that one. This way. Oh, you called me off guard.
Right, but I'm
not paying no attention, so now I know who wasn't listening. Yeah. But I say this in all love. I mean, like, I'm not telling you anything that I'm not doing, currently practicing or have gone through or whatever, you know. And then God gives me instructions to begin to start things too. Mm-hmm. When we hear sharing, I'll be hearing stuff for the first time as well. But I keep hearing the Lord say, let's open up to him and guard your tongues.
Yeah.
Man, be very careful. Quit talking about what you don't want and what you don't think you need. You better ask God, Lord, what do you require that I have in my life? Lord, monetarily, Lord, what type of money do you want me to seek?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always want to make money and we have figures that we want to hit. But I don't know, many of you like, Lord, what do you want me to make? What should I be getting compensated in this season? How should I make that money? What is it that I need to do? God will give it to you. Lord, how should I be eating? You know, I love them Doritos. I love them Doritos and them hot cakes from McDonald's. Man, that sausage biscuit. But Lord, what should I be eating?
Mm-hmm.
I got chronic back pain. Lord, show me the exercise. Show me what I need to be eating, what I need to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because the back pain is starting to cause other parts of my body to hurt. Show me. Because I know you are healed, and I believe that I'm healed. If there's anything that I'm not doing, show me what to do.
Or anything that I am doing, show me.
Right, show me this. And just show me what I need to do. That should be our focus.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be our focus. The duration of our walk. Period. And we read other stories, you know, from our other brothers and sisters of the faith in scripture, and we see how God was with them. And basically God saying, as I was with them, I'm with you too.
Mm-hmm.
As he was with Noah, he's with us. Same God. Ain't changed. Same God. Battle of Jericho, same God. Throughout the whole scripture with Abraham, same God. That was with Elijah and Elijah. The prophets of Baal, the same God. Thank God. He said he changes not. We the wishy washy one. Mm-hmm. We seem to always want to go to God, man, when it seems like everything bad. Everything up in smoke. Some of us, that's what some of us, they take it. I just don't want that to have to be for me, but some things that go on in my life, I know a lot of people couldn't have helped.
Mm-hmm.
But greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And so whatever this world has to offer, I got the greater one within. And so therefore, I'm never worried. I should never worry. I should never fear. Because I have the Lord God Almighty with me. With me. And that's the word. Amen. Thank y'all for joining tonight. I'm your host, Terrence.
And I'm your other host, Tanisha. And today is March the 9th.
March 9th.
2022. It's 7:37 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're excited that you're here. Good word from Brother Terrence. And on point, because as you know, we don't plan in advance what we're going to discuss. On the show, we just let God flow however he sees fit to flow. And unbeknownst to Terrence, the word that he gave me for tonight was being mindful of our work, which is what Terrence was just talking about among other things. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, the Lord told me that this is going to be a fertile year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see a quick turnaround, and that it's very important to be mindful of the things that we said.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing what's happening in this year. And I'm seeing a lot of reckless talk, you know, a lot of reckless speech, you know, especially with what's going on, things that do affect us.
Yeah.
Because we're in the world. We're not of it, but we're in it. So like gas prices, for example, I'm seeing a lot of hubbub and talk about gas prices. And yes, they're getting high. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, when you go to the pump, you're going to pay more. That does affect you, but it doesn't have to negatively affect you. God can replenish whatever extra you pay in where it doesn't feel like any difference in your bank account. Because gas prices may be high, but God's is higher. So let's not fall into step with the world and their negative talk about how this is going to doom people and now you can't go on summer vacation and you can't take your kids places and blah, 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 yada, 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 rubbish, rubbish, rubbish. That doesn't apply to us. And if people want to engage you in that talk, then you tell them that. Who cares is high, but you know what's higher? What? Where Jesus sits in the right hand of the Father. So if your bank account is struggling, if your bank account's on a kickstand, I suggest that you clap them hands together, dust off your prayer hands, and get to praying and praising. Thank you, God, that you saw me fit to be in such a time where the world is everything is expensive. Prices of food, gas, houses, but thank you for seeing me fit to be in this time, Father God, to be an example that you how you spare your people.
Yeah.
You better change your speech. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. You better change your speech. Come on, Northern Sea begging bread. Do not claim the stuff that's going on in the world. You can say what's going on. Gas prices are high. And so are groceries.
Absolutely.
House prices are going through the roof.
Absolutely.
But that don't have to affect us negatively. You are going to be affected. If you pay for gas and you pay for food and you buy a house or you're trying to buy a house, whatever, it's going to affect you, but it doesn't have to affect you negatively. Let God use you as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let your life be an example of the blood over the doorpost where it don't affect you. That death spirit, there's a death spirit into this world. It don't got to affect you unless you allow it. You don't have to follow the instructions of the Lord. Because guess what? That story about the blood over the doorpost. If the children of Israel, if any one of them would not have put the blood over the doorpost, despite them being chosen by God, their firstborn would have died.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't who they were. It was the instruction.
Yeah.
And we are in a season right now that it don't matter who you are, because you are a child of God. You die, you will go to heaven if you have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. But you will be negatively affected if you do not follow the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And the instructions is to keep your words clean. Do not marry the ways and the mindset of the world. Do not become yoked with it. Do not co-sign it. Don't handcuff yourself to it. It's going on, yeah. But you better quit saying we and us. Unless you're talking about the Lord.
Mm.
That's the only thing you join into. Don't be a slave of what's going on in this world. You better become a slave to Christ. Not of this world.
Amen.
I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care if they're doing layoffs at your job. I don't care if you down to your last dollar. Mm-hmm. You do not become a part of, do not become a bride of this world. You are a bride of Christ. He's overcome the world. You think you can't overcome some high gas prices and some high food prices? Mm-hmm. You still around and you survived the whole pandemic. Now they're saying, oh, it's over. You don't have to wear masks. Go back to the office and all this kind of crazy stuff. You can't trust the world. One minute they're saying, we're all going to die. We'll get your vaccine. We'll get your boosters. And they're saying, you know what? You're good. Take off your mask. Go back to the office. Be around people. It doesn't matter if they're coughing. It doesn't matter if you didn't get vaccinated or not. We got to boost this economy, folks. So you going to listen to them or you going to listen to God? Because you're going to listen to one of them. You better quit. Let acronyms rule your life. CDC and GOV and all these other things. You better let GOV. That's the only three letters you need to be let control what you do. Not this other stuff.
CNN.
Right. CNN, NBC, Fox, all these three letters. You let the wrong three letters ruin your life. Instead, you could be letting three letters uplift your life and give you abundance and teach you how to overcome. You can overcome anything. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You sitting there crying in the corner because gas is up $2. Stop.
Lord, I thank you for that fire coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for the hundredfold.
Because I'm going to seek your kingdom first and all the other stuff going to be added to me.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to seek your kingdom and let all the other stuff be added.
Focus on what's real.
I know that you're going to meet all my needs according to your riches and glory. I'm not worried about all this other stuff. I'm not focused on it there. I keep in touch with it because it fascinates me because God has always told me that I'm called for the end times. So I'm fascinated by end times and seeing Bible prophecy come to pass, and I like to know what's going on in the world. One, so I could be aware. Two, so I could be effective in prayer. And three, so that I could be an encourager to God's people. To say, I know what's going on, but we're not focused on that. I see it, but I'm not focused on it. You don't have to focus on it. When you don't focus on things, it becomes a blur. Try it. Look at something in front of you, and then look at something else. And then the other thing you look at, you can still kind of see what you were first looking at in your peripheral, but it's not going to be clear. It's going to be like a blur. You need to blur out all this other stuff and focus on the Lord. That way you have an awareness of things going on, but you're not focused on it. Because when you focus on things, you can see fine details. You don't need to know the details of what's going on in this world. This world falling apart. They're going to hell in a handbasket. You have it bound. You're a child of the King. You are more than a conqueror. Your steps are ordered. God has plans for you with an expected end for your good. So don't trade that in for some mess in this rotten world, for the maggots of the world. Do not do that, because you can't. Don't get tricked out of your inheritance. Who tricked, remember the one brother, was it Esau? Who tricked the brother out of his inheritance? Don't you do that, because that's what the world, that's what the devil going to try to do, try to trick you out of your benefit. He can't trick you out of your salvation once you steal that, you steal in the blood, but he will try to trick you out of your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you give them your meat stew. Don't you trade that inheritance for some stew you want to eat. Let me partake. No. That's y'all problem. That ain't my problem. I don't claim that. Because I serve the God of solutions.
Mm.
You talking about price of food? I serve the bread of life.
Mm.
I ain't worried about no food prices. God will direct me to go where I need to go. I remember there was a time in my life when I was not working, and then my first marriage had fallen apart, and I didn't have a lot of money. I had 4 kids to feed. Now, I could have been sitting there woe with me and about the $10 that I had in my bank account, or I chose to go to the Lord and say, look, Lord, we got $10. So what are we going to do to feed these kids? And the Lord directed me to different stores to go to, use a coworker. She taught me about Aldi and the 99-cent store, where to get vegetables and groceries and all that kind of stuff. And we ate good. She helped, the Lord used her to help me make it work, because I needed a solution. And he provided the solution by way of my coworker. She just randomly started talking to me about grocery shopping because she had 5 kids. And we made it work. God will give you the solutions you need. I could have fallen by the wayside talking about how broke I was, but I did not do such a thing. I went to the Lord and said, what are we going to do? And he taught me how to shop. He taught me what store to go to where I was still getting quality food for a very low price. So that's what you do. The solution ain't always going to be that the Lord dropping bags of gold from the sky. He might just tell you about being conserving your gas if need to. Quit driving all around, just drive. Go where you need to go. Invest your money here. Spend your money there. Shop here, shop there. He'll make a way for you. It might not be the way that you want or even like. Because you like the fancy stuff. You like the name brand stuff. But you're going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have gas in your car. You're going to do what needs to be done. And you just continue to trust him. And let him take you through this. Let him navigate you through this season. Because mm-hmm. it's almost like you walk in a path and there's those bombs everywhere. And let him order the steps so you don't step on the bombs. And don't get caught up in anxiety and stress and all this kind of stuff. I rebuke that spirit of stress in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of anxiety in the name of Jesus. Be anxious for nothing. I rebuke that spirit of fear right now in Jesus' mighty name, because he didn't give it to us. I would want it if he didn't give it. That could go back to the pits of hell where it came from. And I rebuke it in Jesus' mighty name, and I still got people in the blood of Jesus. I rebuke any type of bad speech, whether it be from us or from others that's trying to come against us. I decree and declare for those words to become disabled.
Mm-hmm.
For the power to be stripped from those words to take no root in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. We're not taking that. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this. We're fighting for what's ours. We're going to be prosperous in Jesus' mighty name. We are going to rise above in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to walk in divine health.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. We are going to be more than conquerors in action, in deed, and in thought in Jesus' mighty name. We are going to be living epistles to a dying and hurt world all around us so that we can be light to lead them to the feet of Jesus Christ in Jesus' mighty name. That's what we're going to do. We're not taking all this mess that's going on around us.
We
don't have to take it. And we're not going to take it. Period.
Man.
I don't care what that world talking about, Putin and all of us people, and CNN and all. I don't care what they say. What is the Lord saying? That's what I care about. Anybody shaking in no boots, waiting on what somebody else going to do, what type of attack they going to do. I don't care. Because I'm protected under the shadow and the wings of the Almighty, so they can do what they do. I'm here for such a time because God wants me here in such a time. So if whatever attack happened or whatever, inflation, oh, we're going to go into a recession. Bring it on. It don't have no power. I ain't giving it none. You ain't getting no power from me. You got worldly power, and the power that I serve is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Than this little worldly power. They can't touch us.
Can't touch me.
For real. Better get on that MC Hammer. I'm going to read you a scripture that the Lord gave me. Psalms 43, verse 3. I'm going to read some more of it. I'm going to read the whole thing, but this is a particular scripture. This is the verse that the Lord gave me. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. Come on. Come on. The psalmist is telling the Lord, send out your light and your truth and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. That's what we need, the light and the truth, because there's a lot of lies that's going on all around us. It's like you step out the door and forget pollen in the air. It's lies all around. And darkness. But we ask the Lord, send out your light and your truth and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your dwelling places. Because I ain't trying to dwell with no lies and no darkness. I'm trying to dwell with the light and truth. I'm dwelling with the Lord. Let's read the whole psalm. The header is prayer for rescue. We need to be rescued right now because the speech that I'm hearing from fellow believers is making my ears scream. We need to be rescued from what's going on in the world. People too intertwined. They're too mixed up with the world. I don't like that. I don't like it. Makes my skin crawl when I see somebody that's sitting on the throne throw themselves into the dungeon. What you in the dungeon for? You was just on the throne. Why, how you going to just walk off the throne that God has placed you on into the dungeon? That's the way it looks to me. Because we're royalty, right? We're joint heirs of Christ. And we're seated in high places above this world. And it's like you jumping off your little princess throne and scuffing yourself, just throwing yourself down the dirt, just dirty, tearing at your clothes, shoes falling off, and hobbling down to the dungeon. For what? Let's read this whole psalm out of the Amplified, and we're going to start praying. Whoever calls. Head of prayer for rescue. Judge and vindicate me, O God. Plead my case against an ungodly nation. O rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength, my stronghold, in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your dwelling places. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. With the lyre, I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him, the help of my sad countenance and my God. Mm. That's how we be. We be on some other stuff. Prices, my bank account flow. But you know what? My tripping. That's basically what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, why are you in despair, oh my soul? He said, why are you tripping?
Right.
Why are you restless and disturbed within me? Why are you going there? Is what he's saying. Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. See, I ain't never heard of a person who's waiting and not expecting what they're waiting for. Well, they have special names for them. Clinical names, okay, that we don't want to be labeled. If you have a bus map, because back in the day, I don't know, I'm pretty sure they still have bus maps and they tell you the times the buses are coming, all that kind of stuff. So you knew the bus coming at 8:30 and you go at 8:15. You're waiting for the bus because you expect the bus to come at 8:30. Keep that same energy is what the psalmist is saying. Hope in God and wait expectantly for him. That's what he's saying. Wait on God and expect God. Expect God like you expect your check to arrive every 2 weeks or every first or however often you get paid. Mm-hmm. Expect God like you expect the water to come out that faucet when you turn that knob. Expect God like you expect to have food in your refrigerator when you knew you just went grocery shopping and you hungry and you need a little snack or some grapes and some cheese because you bougie and you want to get your snack. Have that same energy. When you open the door to your room and you expect to get in your bed because you expect your bed is still going to be there, expect God. If you're going to wait on him, expect him. He's going to show up. So while the world's falling apart like chickens with their head cut off, you just stand there calmly and you say, what's your power? God, I'm waiting on God. He'll be here any minute now. I'm waiting on God. I'm expectantly waiting on God. That's like being pregnant. That's what they call expecting, right? When you're pregnant, she's expecting. Because you believe after 9 months that that baby's going to come out.
Come on, we gotta keep each other strong.
Amen.
We gotta keep each other walking in truth. That's the truth. The truth is God is faithful to his word. That's the truth. It don't matter what is going on in the world. We live in a world of smokescreen and agendas. They make it look like however they wanted to make it. I mean, I still remember CDC said, dude, you gotta wear a mask. It was like, Wednesday you had to wear a mask and the Thursday you didn't. Huh? Do what you feel you need to do. Concerning all that. Like if you felt you had to get the vaccine and boosters and all that, do what you feel you need to do. But put your faith in the Lord and your hope. Ask him what you need to be doing concerning everything. I don't care what group of humans are telling you what to do. Listen to what the Lord is telling you to do. And get out of this we mentality. Lord, I just decree and declare divorce of your people from the way the world thinks and the way they move and operate. And the things they claim in Jesus' mighty name. Let's divorce the world. We're not of it. This is not our home. This ain't our way. This ain't our system. These are not our problems. That's their problem. We are walking, talking, living, breathing solutions sent from God and representatives of the kingdom of heaven. That's who we are. We're solutions. So the solution can't be the problem too. You can't be both. So if you're the solution, do not claim those problems. You're here to fix the problem. Oh my God, I'm getting on my nerves. I just can't stand it here. Because you're the solution. I can't stand it, neighbors. You're the solution. God, people griping around me. You're the solution. You are the solution to a dying, sick world who are lost and don't know what to do. Look at what happened. You follow after man. They have you one day doing this, and the next day doing that, and the next day doing this, and the next day doing that, and you doing some strange dance. You just cha-chaing right to hell. You don't know what you're doing. No mind of your own. Somebody going to control that mind. Let the mind that be in Christ Jesus be the mind that's in you. Because the world have you say, doing some strange dance. One day, oh, to the left, oh, no, to the right, oh, to the back, to the front. You don't know what you're doing. Then when you ask people what they're doing, they don't even know. We're just following the leader. And you better start praying for God's will. Quit praying for what you want. God's sovereign will be done. All the stuff that's happening, you think that this God didn't know this was going to happen? You don't think this stuff that has not been prophesied? Just make it all go away. No, it's supposed to happen. And you're supposed to be here during this time when it happens. So be asking God that. Shield me, protect me. Pray Psalm 91. Do what you got to do. But what you're not going to do is attach yourself to what's going on. Don't do that. And be mindful of what you're speaking. Do not let the power of death be in your tongue. Don't give that the power because you got the power of life in your tongue too. You can pick one. This is a fertile season. Don't speak that death into your life. Don't speak that ill health, that restlessness, that anxiety, that depression. Don't speak that over your life. Sow your seeds. Don't start hoarding. Don't know anything expensive. If God tells you to give, give. That's the kingdom way. You give to get. Don't start pinching them pennies. Do it God's way. Let God show himself. Let him prove himself. Don't make no fear-based and emotional decisions. Don't do that. Because we right now, it is critical for us to have our relationships with God. We can't piggyback off of nobody's relationships. We got to have our own. What is the Lord saying? What is he telling you about your individual situation? Of course, he uses people. But you got to be seeking his face every day. Praying every day, meditating, getting your mind right. If you got to go to a quiet spot before you start your job every day and speak over your, you know, your job situation and your stress levels and how you want your day to go, do what needs to be done. Don't wake up angry. I know I used to wake up angry at my last job. I mean, I would wake up mad. That ain't no good feeling, waking up mad. I'm like, oh, back to this. I mean, that was literally my attitude. How many thousands of emails I'm going to have this morning? That was me. Don't do that. Wake up, thank God for the day, praise him. That's going to use you. And what I started doing, I said, Lord, help me to do what needs to be done, not just what people want done. Because everybody thinks that what they want done is so dire. I was like, well, Lord, help me to do what needs to be done today. Help me. And I started changing the way I operated, and that worked. So sometimes I would do things that didn't seem like it was a big deal, but I would do it. And then kind of find out if I wouldn't have done it, that would have went really bad. And then sometimes things that I thought needed to be done, I didn't do. And then come to find out I had more time to do it, or I needed some additional information. God showed himself, as he always does. He will help you if you ask. So do what you can to eliminate your stress and to help you with the things that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Things that you're assigned to. Because sometimes you are just in stressful situations, but you don't have to be stressed. The situation might be stressful, but you don't have to be stressed. You have to learn how to pray, learn how to navigate through this thing, but be mindful of your word, please. I'm begging you to be mindful of your words so that you do not set yourself up with your own mouth. Don't dig your own ditch. Don't block your blessings. Don't toss yourself into the dungeon. That's not for you. Jesus died to give you life and life more abundantly. Please take advantage of it. Partake. That's like working a job that got some really good benefits and you never partake of the benefits. When they're there for the taking. We want it all. We want all of our benefits. And we want to show the world how mighty our God is. We want to show the world that this stuff doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all, what goes on in the world. There is something stronger. There are other forces at play that are the creator. The creator cannot be defeated by something created. People need to see that. So let's ask God to use us tonight, and let's start answering our calls. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for another day, another opportunity. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Father God, for seeing fit for us to be in this day. We thank you that you're speaking to us, Father God, loud and clear, and let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, let's pray for all of us to walk in peace, Father God, and obedience above all things. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word. Because we know it's critical in this time with this fertile season of harvest that we are sowing the right seeds, that we're not digging up our seeds, that we're sowing good seeds to plant a good harvest, Father God. And use us, Lord, to be examples for those around us and the conversation that's being had. Use us, Lord, to bring you into the conversation. Because a lot of people are having hopeless talk, but you are the hope. You are hope. So let us be used to bring you into conversation. Terrence asked the question earlier, who's ashamed of you? And if we not be ashamed, Father God, let us not be ashamed to bring your name up in conversations. Because I said sometimes we don't do it because we have a little bit of shame. We don't want to be seen as those type of people. But let us change the way your name is represented in this earth. Let us not be ashamed of you, because people need you, whether they know it or not. Whether your name has got a bum rap in their mind or not, let us change their mind. And let us always offer you as a solution to every problem that's presented to us. And Lord, just speak to your people and give them what they need tonight. We thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That was a good question. Raise your hand if you're ashamed.
But a lot of people wouldn't raise their hand because they wouldn't admit it. But sometimes if somebody's come to you and they're really having a doozy of a problem and you not ever bring up Jesus, why? Are you ashamed?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you have to ask yourself. I can't tell you that. You know. You know, sometimes it's a timing thing, but if you never bring them up, come on. Maybe there is some shame going on.
Let's start praying on people. How you want to do it tonight? You want to pray over prefixes? You want to unmute? What do you want to do?
Right.
I am.
You decide.
Let's see how much time we got. Ugh, took a lot of time tonight. Oh, we don't. I didn't even realize it's what. It's 8:07. See how many people we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got quite a few people with their hands up. Let's unmute, take names, and then pray. Let's do that. First caller is 610969. I think I know who this is, who we're speaking to. I don't hear anything. I muted her, right? Lisa, you there?
Is your volume up?
Yeah, the volume's up, I believe. Make sure. Hold on. Yeah. Lisa, are you there? Hello? Might be her phone. Let's pray for her. Anyways. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Lisa, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for using her. We thank you, Father God, for resurrecting in her prophecies that you've given her in the past. It may feel like they've been given so long ago that they might be laying dormant in her, like things that she might have even forgot. But I just speak resurrection of the word in her, Father God, so that she can speak and have hope in it, because it will come to pass. I really see you, Lisa, like God really reigniting in you some of the prophecies that he's personally giving you about how he's going to use you with his people, and even how he's going to use you in the kingdom, like that you're really called to be a financier of the kingdom. And right now it might look like, well, how would I do that? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I see God reigniting several prophecies that he's given you over the years to give you like an excitement for them and a hope for them, so that you can it's like when you believe and you have that hope, it's like it does something, it attracts it. And I see God really doing that so that things can come to pass. And thank you for your family. Lord, we thank you for Lisa's family. We thank you, Lord, for using her as an example to her family of the beauty and benefit of wholeheartedly serving God and what it means to be a servant of God. That it doesn't mean that we are, that we don't have problems or we don't have things that we deal with, but it means that we always have solutions, that you always give us solutions and a way out, that we always will overcome. And just use her as an example, Father God, to show her family that, to show her family what it means to really serve you. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Next person is 480637. Who are we speaking to?
It's Greg from Arizona.
Hey, Greg, how are you tonight?
Hey, Greg.
Good. Hey, I just want to apologize to Terrence. Last time I spoke to you guys, he said hi, and I didn't hear it till I went back and listened to the recording. So just want to let you know, Terrence, I wasn't ignoring you.
Oh, man, I knew you would. Okay.
Yeah, no problem at all.
It was a night you were being real quiet.
That's perfect. Wow. Great. Lord, we thank you for Greg tonight, Father God. We thank you for the push, the pressure. I see like the pressure, you're putting pressure on a problem. You know, a lot of the times we allow problems to add pressure to us. But I see God showing you how to put pressure to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to where it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to smash it out. Smash it out. Different perspectives. Like changing the perspectives, the way that you see things, the way things are seen. Because everything is not just seen at face value.
You know, God is going to give you like a deeper view. When you see a person angry, somebody shooting off, you know, other people would just see an angry person that's mad, hooping and hollering. God will show you a hurt child, you know, that was molested or a wife left or don't know their parents or just lonely, whatever the case may be. You will see this. And so God will give you, you'll have that compassion to be able to, you know, to empathize. But that's what's going to be needed, so you know how to approach them. You know, God, and not necessarily that you're going to approach everybody that you see. God shows you, but God will tell you that. But some of them you just have to pray for. Some you have conversations with. You know, God show you certain things just so you can deal with this fear right there at that moment. To pray the spirit off of them and out of their lives. And I just see God opening you up to that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to the next caller. Here is 251-229. Who are we speaking to?
Yes, this is Sarah from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Yes, we are doing great. Thank you for calling in. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Sarah, Father God. We thank you for the, it's like I see you being in like a little thing that you put, like they have a maze. There we go. Like you being in a maze. And with mazes, if you're in it, like they have like some, places have like where adults can get in the mazes for fun. But it's like if you're looking at the top of it, you can see like the path on how to get out. But if you're in it, you don't know. Or you're seeing these walls and that kind of thing. But I see you being in a maze and God leading you out of the maze and getting you out. Sometimes we're in a maze and it's just, you know, God is teaching us how to navigate. And just it's like a test and God teaching us how to trust him. And that no matter what the situation is, that he'll lead us out and get us out. Sometimes it's because we got into it, you know, but it doesn't matter whether you got into the maze or God led you into the maze. He's going to get you out of it. And it's going to be a testament and a testimony for you to say, man, God got me out of this because I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to get out of the situation. And God got me out of the situation. He's going to get you out of it. And your trust levels are going to rise like never before, where you're really going to trust God. And I see you just really being in peace about every situation in your life, because God is really going to prove that he is trust. You can trust him. You can trust him even when you can't trust yourself, even when you don't trust what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. You can trust God. He's going to really prove that to you. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Next caller here is 334-590. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Jayla and Jamel.
Hey, Jayla and Jamel. How are you two?
Good. How are y'all?
Hanging on in there.
Yeah, we're doing good. Thanks for both of you calling in tonight. We haven't talked to you in a little while, Jamel.
I know.
Yeah, y'all get that 2 for 20 Applebee's tonight.
Not 2 for 20.
Oh, okay.
That was unexpected. You telling me to go to Applebee's, go out to eat, and hang out. Applebee's got what is it they got down now? They sent me something. Oh, they have an Impossible Burger now. So if you don't eat meat like me, it's an Impossible Burger. I don't know if it's part of the 2 for 20.
Yeah, I was trying to get somebody to hop on the cheese
I have to think about it because I can't eat a regular burger, but that's good to know that I can eat a burger now if I were to go to Applebee's.
It still ain't no burger.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
It's not.
Terrence always be roasting me when I eat my Impossible meat. He's like, it's not meat. He's like, the delusion. I'm like, what? Leave me alone. It tastes like meat. So I'm going to call him meat. But he always be roasting anytime I eat any Impossible anything, saying, quit calling it meat. It's not meat. I'm speaking of things that not if they work because they taste like it. So I'm sick. But I'm glad you guys both called in. Let's pray for you. I'll start off. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Jalen and Jamel. We thank you, Lord, for you even, for kingdom friendship, for bringing them together as friends, because it's so important to be friends. A lot of the times we pick friends based on certain criteria. Maybe we were raised together. Maybe we went to the same school, or our moms were friends, or whatever. There's all these different reasons why we call people quote unquote friends. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between those type of friendships, which sometimes those are acquaintances, right? Or people that are just cool to kick it with. They're not real friends. And then there's God-given friendships. And when you stick to a God-given friend, you sow seeds. Because people want friends for the most part. We want friends. Even people who say they don't want friends, they really do want friends. You know, they say, I don't care, I don't need nobody, I don't need no friends, no new friends. Really, it's because they've been hurt and they're afraid to be vulnerable again, but they really do desire friends, but they just don't want to risk being hurt by a friendship. But when you nurture God-given friendships, you sow seeds to have more God-given friendships, you know, because the kingdom teaches that we give to get. And when you give and when you are a real friend to others, God will send you real friends. You know, so that's something for both of you two, for one another. Be a real friend to one another. There's so many fake friendships out here. So many people are being hurt by friends. I'm seeing that more now than ever. You know, before you hear a lot of hurt from relationships, but now you're seeing more of a trend of people being hurt by people that they call their friend. And sometimes those hurt even more than, you know, romantic relationships, because people tend to see friendships as a forever thing. You don't tend to break up with your friends. But you know that if you're like in a romantic relationship that there's a possibility of breaking up, but you don't really hear about breaking up with friends. Like, you can't divorce friends, but sometimes it can feel like a divorce if you break up with a friend. So when we live in a world of so many people who are fake, phony, who don't know how to be a friend, who have a bad definition of what a friend is. Oh, yeah, we hang out on Saturdays. We go, you know, kick it and do this, and they think that's their friends because they kick it. No, you kick it. That's not a friend. A friend stick it closer than a brother. You know, the word has a definition of a friendship. What does it mean to be a friend? So be that to one another. Because there's so many people out there ready to label themselves as a friend, to rip you to shreds. We all need solid people. So be that solid person to one another. Lord, we thank you for J-Lo. We thank you, Father God, for the increased discernment. I see you, J-Lo, like really knowing stuff without knowing stuff. Like, even I had an experience yesterday, for example. I was talking to my oldest daughter, and she was telling me she went to the dentist. And I asked her, you know, do you have cavities and all sorts of kind of stuff? And she said, no cavities, just one of my fillings needed to be redone. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And it was confirmation for me, because a couple of years ago I took her to the dentist. The dentist said I was starting to have, you know, feel questionable. You know, I didn't trust that he was telling me things that were true. Even though I've been going to him since like 2010, so well over 10 years. And he had told me that my daughter had a bunch of cavities that needed to be filled. And I mean, it was like a bunch, like six or seven or something. And even with having good insurance, it was going to be pricey. So I'm like, okay, I'll arrange a time to bring her later to start the treatment. We'll do them like two at a time or whatever. But I never took her back. And I remember at one point feeling like, dang, am I a bad mom? This dude said my child's got a mouthful of cavities and I didn't take her. But I didn't feel the need to take her. I just didn't. And so yesterday, when she told me she went to the dentist and all that, she's grown now, she said they said she didn't have no cavities. And I told her about this. I said, you know, a couple years ago when I took you to the dentist, he said you had all these cavities that needed to be done, and I just never took you back. Like, I just never felt the need to. My discernment was kicked in. My discernment was like, she don't have no cavities. So I never did, but then the devil tried to come, you're a bad mom. You didn't take care of your cavities. Got holes on her teeth. But I still didn't take action because I still didn't feel the need to. I knew that was not coming from the God place. You know what I'm saying? So God confirmed yesterday about something I felt 2 years ago. I never had any proof. Because then COVID hit, so nobody, they were saying, don't go to the dentist and all this other stuff. But she went and they said her teeth were perfectly fine. She got to get her cleaning tomorrow, and that's just that. They fixed her feelings. So, Jayla, that's the type of stuff you're gonna experience. You're going to know without knowing. And it might not make sense, especially when you know and the expert is telling you something else. The dentist is the expert. I don't know nothing about dentistry. Okay, that's something I have not studied. I study a lot of stuff because I'm a nerd, but I ain't studied that. So I would have no way of confirming that she did have a bunch of cavities or didn't have a bunch of cavities. But I knew that she didn't, and I knew not to take her back to get all these fillings and stuff done. I just didn't feel the need to do it, so I didn't. And you got to really trust yourself and trust the God in you when what you feel is in direct opposition to what an expert, a quote-unquote expert, is telling you. The dentist is the expert. So you're going to experience that. Well, you're going to know, and it's not going to make sense to somebody else because they're going to say, well, that person's got a degree or this person is an expert or this is a, you know, whatever in this field or whatever you're dealing with. They've got more experience than you. They're well-versed. There's all these titles, right, that we give people. But that don't make it so. Just because a person has a title doesn't mean they're walking in the truth all the time. So just know that. Trust you. Trust the God in you. And for Jamel, Lord, we thank you for just the awakening and the understanding of who you created him to be. There's a lot of things that will tug at you, a lot of things that will tell you who you are and try to put you in a box and try to put you in a category. Just be you. Just be who God created you to be. And if people don't like it, so what? So what? What God has created you, who God has created you to be. Just be that. Because people are going to try to stuff you, stick you somewhere, stick you in a box, stick you in a corner, do not let them. Be who God has created you to be. Walk in God's anointing for your life. It is your life. You are accountable. You are the steward of your life. And God has big plans for you. God wants to use you as an example. And when the enemy knows that God is trying to use you as an example, especially for like a group of people, he will try to stuff you in a box and try to puppet and control the way that you are used. And just don't allow that. Don't allow the enemy to put you in a box or people to put you in a box. Just be you. Be you. I was thinking about that earlier today, about being who you are, especially when based on your background. Like with my background, I said on the show before, my parents, they had money, but it was important to my dad for us to live in the hood. So we lived in the hood, and I went to schools with extremely wealthy people. And so when you're growing up, you're trying to find a place to fit in. Where do I fit in? Who am I? Do I fit in with the hood people? Am I with the wealthy people? And I landed somewhere in the middle. Just being who I am. You know, I like some of the stuff that I was taught about fine art and all that kind of stuff and teas and art and all this kind of stuff and Egyptology. I loved all that kind of stuff. But then I like some hood stuff too. So I at one point, it's like I was trying to find which box I fit in. Where do I fit in? Am I this? I'm just me. I could like whatever I want to like. I could like good stuff. I could like, you know, fancy stuff. I could do whatever I do. I don't have to fit in to, well, if you like this and you got to look this way and you got to dress that way. And if you like this, you got to speak this way. No, I'm just me. So that's what I'm saying with you, Jamel. Be you. Don't feel like you got to fit into some box. Be who God has called you to be because you have exposure to a lot of things and exposure will show you things that you like. Because once you're exposed to it and you experience it, you say, oh, I like that, that's cool. Or, oh, I like that, that's cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of who you are. Nobody's telling you to like it. You like it. Nobody told me to like, you know, Chopin. I like it. Nobody told me to like classical music. I like classical music. I was exposed to it. I like it. That don't mean that I'm this, that, and the other. Just because I like classical music. That's just who I am. So be who you are. Be who God has called you to be. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 614-432. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, God bless you. How you doing, my sister? This is Deborah from Ohio.
Hey, Deborah. How are you tonight?
Hello, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice. Awesome.
Awesome. Let's pray for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for Deborah tonight, Father God. We thank you for speedy recovery. Like, God is speeding up something, recovering, something going to be recovered, whether it's health or a process, some type of procedure or something. It's going to be sped up. Whatever the process it is that it normally takes to do, God is speeding it up in your life, and he's speeding it up because you're in a season right now where there's some things in you, Deborah, that God has to get out, and that you're in this time where it can be pulled out. It's like when a tree bears fruit in its season. You got to go pick their fruit. You got to get their fruit off of their tree. You don't want their fruit to fall to the ground and just sit there and rot. You know, God doesn't waste anything. Everything that he does is intentional. And he has a plan for everything that he's created. Everything that he made was meant for something. Meant. And so what God has in you right now during this season is meant for something. It's meant for this time. And so God is speeding things up to get it out of you. Because now is the time for it to come out. Something you've been holding for a while. He's been telling you to release it. What happened? Now it's the time. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that the anxieties are released from Deborah's life right now in Jesus' name, that she's able to just release and turn it over to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for the recovering of things, recovering of hope, recovering of joy, you know, speeding up the recovery, recovering. Yes, recovering your peace. You're going to recover your peace. Have peace in your life, Deborah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Next caller, 804-218. Who are we speaking to? You there, 804-218? We'll pray for you anyway. But we thank you for 818, and thank you for victory in Jesus' name, to see victory in all things. Give them an anointing to see victory in all things, even when things look like they're not a victorious situation, where it looks like it has an expected end of defeat. Give them the eyes to see the victory in all things. The victory in all things. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Still got quite a few more of you. Where I'm going to start doing, instead of unmuting y'all, I'm just going to pray over area codes and prefixes, because I want to get everybody before Randy's going to get on, before you guys call back and get to the queue. So the next one is 734-672. You got a chance?
732. Well, just thank you for the time being now, Father God, that they hear from you the way that they need to hear from you, to get the instructions that's needed to live the life that you desire for them to live, that your desires become their desires, and they really begin to live the life that you desire for them, and mediocrity is destroyed, mm-hmm. that they see the value in themselves, the value in the work that they do, the value in the giftings that you've given them, that they begin to see it, to see it, that they're royalty in Jesus' name.
Amen. Next call is 847-239. Lord, thank you for 847-239 to speak divine healing as far as health. I see God really healing you. I just thank you, Father God, just decree and declare healing in their body right now in Jesus' mighty name. Healing. Healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Heal every inch of their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I just speak it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next call is 832-312.
832-312, Lord, thank you for 832-312. I see, like, teeth growing in. Like, when the baby's gums, you know, the teeth start going in, they start teething.
Mm-hmm.
The gums is itching and can't never find no comfort, and it's irritating. But the choppers are growing in and preparing them for solid foods, what they're needing for the next phase of feeding. And so God is you might be like going through like what seems to be a difficult time, an irritation, but it's all necessary for your next, because God is preparing you for the next feed, the solid meals, things that's solid, some grown, something mature. Something mature. Yeah. So just forget about the irritation. Just deal with the irritation and just press through, because the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen. Next caller is 504-376. Well, we thank you for 504-376 for the hidden things being unearthed. I see you really partaking in things that God is going to uncover. Just for you, hidden things, even hidden people, people who are, you know, of course, people, we see people, but sometimes people have like hidden talents and hidden abilities that other people can't see. And I see God unearthing things for you for your benefit and for the benefit of the kingdom. So don't be dismayed. Don't look at what's ahead of you as far as like in the natural, what you can see, what you can put your hands on, what you have access to, because at the right moment, God's going to reveal and unearth things, hidden things for you. So God has things set aside for you. Just trust God. That's all I can really tell you. Trust God. He has things set aside for you, everything that you need, even if it looks like it's not within your reach. There's nothing out of the reach of God. So just trust him. I thank you, Father God, for the success for 504-376. So I thank you for the prosperity in all areas. And I thank you for the hidden things being unearthed in due season when they need to be. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 919-426.
919-426. Father, we thank you for 919-426. We thank you for the clouds breaking. You know, like sometimes when you see the weather, when you look up in the sky, you can see the sun. But as a cloud in front of us, but you know the sun is there, you know, and you can see like a shadow of the sun kind of like beaming behind the cloud. But when the cloud moves, then you get the rays, like the full delight of the sun, you know, and I see like now that like the clouds are breaking, like the sun is coming, not peeping through the clouds, but the cloud is being moved to where the sun can shine directly on what's needed, so it can get all that it needs from the source, from the sun. You can get all you need from the sun. So the clouded mind, hallelujah. The confused mind, hallelujah. The thoughts, you know, the things on television and the music, in entertainment, and even in information, a lot of those things can cloud your mind. And the sun can't shine through because of the clouded mind. But it's there. it's there. So God is teaching you how to just allow him to come through and allow him to shine through your life. And that's what he's getting ready to do, like shine through your life.
Mm-hmm.
Through your life. So whatever people have said about you, that can become a cloud in your life, but God's going to shine through all of it. The clouds are being removed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, that's everybody. Thank you all for calling in. Call back at 8:45. Hit 1 to get into the queue. Randy normally on Wednesdays does his message and then prays over everybody. Exciting times. We've been having some really exciting messages that are so on time. So be sure to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you all for tuning in. We love you. We'll be keeping you lifted up in prayer. Until next time, good night.